Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my trues for some Robins. You playing Batman, Fendi's gonna rob him. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38. Yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past, I press rewind to see that I.
Is it money or it's me? I smoke 20, smell a weed. I got honeys in my V. They like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got Robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know my niggas everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Now go say some. Don't you just play dumb. You know where we came from. You don't want sauce, no A1.
I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past, I press rewind. And she said that one more time. And I got this soda. Remy boys, they know us. All cash money, no slow bucks. No one can control us.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the UQWABLE. And you can check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I am your host, Ryan McQueenie, and I am joined by my co-host, Mariah Wolfel.
Hello again. Welcome back, Skrull Nation.
We back. And speaking of being back, we have Maya and James both back in the studio with us. We've had a great conversation with them today about the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit, which is coming up next Friday. They kind of have two different perspectives and experiences with it. So it was very interesting to hear that. And that lovely piece of art, as you would say, song was 679 by Fetty Wap featuring the Remy Boys. Shout out Fetty. I know he listens. We hang out on the regular.
It is top five on the Billboard charts right now.
Yes, it is.
The four songs before that we have analyzed already on
Spotify. Not a whole lot of mix-up in the Billboard charts. You'd be surprised at how long people stay up there.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk is still like 25, I think.
Really?
So before we get into Rhetoric of Pop, I want to give you guys one last clue about Word of the Day, America's favorite talk show segment. As you will know, it's for the word of the day is verbigeration. It is a noun, Latin based, as we've covered, from Latin origin. And as I already said, a good peer tutor would point that out to you. So I'm really not creative with my hints at all, and I think I've used another one that was very similar to both of these hints. But trying to keep it relevant to Skrull Radio, as I do. My second hint will be that this is a sign of a bad radio host.
A sign of a bad radio
or,
host.
Or again, not to use evaluative language, an ineffective radio host.
A sign of an ineffective radio host and something that a peer tutor would point out, an effective peer tutor would point out in a paper?
I think, yeah. And we have a guest from Twitter.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Rachel P. on Twitter tweeted at us with the hashtag Skrull Radio. Verbigeration, using too many words.
Too many words.
Rachel P's got a good guess there. Yeah, so we will get guess. Back. We will get back to Word of the Day in a bit. But first, Rhetoric of Pop 679 by Fetty Wap. How do you feel about this song, Mariah?
Oh, I think he's making a lot of different claims about himself as a person. And
I think you could say that.
Doing so through referencing things that he feels builds his credibility. So I think gun references, drug references, and sexual references are values that Fetty holds.
Yeah. Not values we hold at the Writing Center.
No.
Let's be clear.
But
there.
Values that Fetty holds that he believes make him the great person that I think he thinks he is.
Certainly.
So he references those things to build credibility with his audience.
I 100% agree with you. I just wanted to point out, I guess we're on a first name basis with Mr. Fetty Wap. I didn't know if we should call him Mr. Wap.
I think Fetty. I think he would want us to call him Fetty. Yeah.
Okay, James, you picked a David Bowie song today. Uh-huh. So based on that, I'm going to go ahead and assume you don't listen to a lot of Fetty Wap.
Correct.
What are your thoughts on the song?
I'm interested in whether or not there's like some sort of secret code in the numbers in the title.
I think it's an area code. I don't know. Can you Google real quick what the 679 area code is? Because that's my theory.
Because, I mean, they're not like prime numbers. They're not, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what sort of like, what is he trying to say to me here? And I think it's important, but I'm not sure I understand.
Well, let's leave it at that for now.
I think it's an area code, but I'm not 100% right. sure. Maya, what? I mean, I saw you bobbing your head to this. Yeah. Don't deny it.
Well, it's catchy, you know? That's why it's on the billboard. I was going to say, though, for the numbers, aren't there also, like, four other numbers that he uses?
1738.
Yeah.
That's another alcohol reference.
Oh.
That's the type of alcohol.
All of these references are going over my head.
I think the 1738 is actually a gun reference.
Is it a gun reference? Yeah. I thought it was
it's like a 38 is a caliber.
Oh, yeah, because he says 17 shots, number 38 for the Glock.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Well, that's what it is.
I feel like I cracked
So it's not an alcohol.
Yeah.
But this Remy Boys thing they keep saying is an alcohol reference for sure.
Yeah.
That's a type of alcohol.
Okay.
So their whole clique is named after booze. They must really like
what
to party.
What argument do you think that Fetty is trying to do and is trying to make? And how do you think that he's making that argument?
I think that he's playing towards a lot of his appeal to women seems to be the main claim throughout, and kind of using different ways that he appeals to women, like having guns or...
having good control of the VCR by pressing rewind.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, authoritative.
And I think it's important to know that Fetty Wap is not the only artist on this song. So I think what is happening here is it's he and his friends, he and his boys, the Remy boys, are making a statement and they're saying, listen, we are better than you. Mm-hmm. And we're better than you at shooting guns. We're better than you at partying. We're better than you at getting women.
Pressing rewind the remote.
We're just absolutely downright cooler than you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And I think, Maya, your point about the appeal to women is good. This is in the second verse, and this is by a guy named Monty. I think he's a member of the Remy Boys.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. But he says, they like Monty. Can you be baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. So the girls, I mean, they want to have a family with this man. That's how appealing he is.
Yeah, I think they're really trying to appeal as wholesome family men.
Definitely.
I think the word choice of baby daddy, though, alludes to a different sort of relationship outside of familial relations. Because that phrase has a certain connotation as opposed to like father figure, you know, or like... You know,
maybe
dad, even
to my child.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I think baby daddy is more of like a giver of sperm than anything else.
See,
you know?
I'm surprised, though, that with this body character trying to be amorous with the person he's speaking to at the end of the verse, it says, you don't want no sauce, no A1. And like, if she's sitting there eating a steak, he shouldn't just tell her what she can or cannot have on there. You know,
although
that's sexist, too. Don't tell me what I'm going to have on my sandwich.
And also, like, if you're going to go on a date with me, don't tell me what I can put on my food.
Right.
James, as a lover of meat, like, mm-hmm. do you use A1 steak sauce?
I don't, actually. I agree with the
advice. I like to taste the meat myself, but that's just me. Okay, so I actually just looked it up so that we can clear up all this Remy 1738 679 stuff. I do think 679 is the area code that they're from.
Okay.
Or the area code that they're currently hanging out in. 1738 is Remy Martin is a type of alcohol or like a brand name, and 1738 is a type of like wine, like a fine wine that they produce.
Oh, interesting.
So it is. I think in this song when he says 17 shots number 38, I think he's could he be talking about shots of alcohol?
Yeah, that's an interesting kind of like play then, because right before that he mentions
Glock and Mirari.
So it's like
it's a double entendre.
Yeah, you would really have to know these allusions to
he's
pick
just
up on that.
Taking meaningful numbers and placing them.
He's a much more talented lyricist than I gave him credit for before we started this analysis.
I have one last question before we wrap up Rhetoric of Pop. What audience do you think that that Fetty is appealing to, and what part of the song makes you think that?
Well, I'm confused a little bit because the first line in the song goes, "Baby girl, you're so damn fine," though. Mm-hmm. So he's in that instance referencing directly towards someone, like in the second person.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to someone.
Yeah. But then
he doesn't continue that.
Yeah. But then after, there's so many like changing of tenses where it's like, "She's fine," or then, "Tell me what you see."
Yeah.
So, interesting.
I think you know, I don't want this segment to get too repetitive because I feel like we always come back to this on audience. And I think it's just a matter of these popular songs like this, the appeal or the audience is intended for young people who like to go out and party and throw this type of music on in the background and not really care about what it means or what he's saying, but just think it's catchy and like you can bob your head to it and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And participate in some of the activities that he's describing in this song. I really do think, if you had to put an age group on it, probably like 16 to 25, maybe even younger than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. 679 by the Remy Boys, Fetty Wap. Let's wrap up word of the day real quick, because I know everyone's on the tip of their toes. We've had some guesses. Verbigoration. We've had some guests already. Let me hear what everyone in the studio has to say about it.
I kind of was going along the same lines of Rachel as just too many words, wordy, because that applies to both radio hosts and writers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess it's whenever like your language or your verbs are too dry, so you need some verb irrigation.
Verb irrigation.
Wow. I think that's what you said, right?
That's, hey.
You win. That's what it is.
We just created a new word just now.
Verb irrigation.
It sounds a lot like invigoration. So, but if it's negative, then I guess just
it
wordy.
Definitely, yeah. So it definitely is a negative thing.
Okay.
And so too many words is basically correct. I'm going to give you and Rachel P the win on this.
Ding, ding, ding.
So shout out to Rachel P on Twitter for winning. And you got it first too. So
you have to find Ryan next week. Give him a hug.
So it actually means the constant or obsessive repetition of meaningless words or phrases. So not even so much just too many words, but consistently using too many words that don't have any meaning in the context that you're using them.
Okay.
So like I said, that would be something we'd want a peer tutor to help with, and that would be not a good thing for a radio host to be doing.
No, not at all.
And I hope I'm not doing that now. But with that, wraps up another wonderful episode of Skull Radio.
Thank you to Maya and James for coming on.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having us.
Next week we will be back with a special Halloween themed episode, which I'm very excited for. But if you are going to the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit, don't worry, we'll post it online later for you, because it does unfortunately come right at the same time. But I would encourage you guys all to come to the summit.
And you can also come to either the morning or afternoon session.
Yes, so, I will be joining the summit in the afternoon session after hosting Scrawl next week. I'm very excited for that.
I would also like to add that the food is impeccable.
Impeccable.
Mm-hmm. We had breakfast.
I was
and
pleasantly
lunch.
Surprised yeah. the last time.
Next Friday,
I'll
Scrawl
go
Nation
anywhere with free food
and dress up as a super peer. Mm-hmm.
Free food and talented tutors. I love it.
And learn some things, maybe.
All right. This has been Scrawl Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. We are going to sign off the way that we always do on Scrawl Radio by me saying, this is Scrawl Radio, reminding you to, and then everyone will say, put it in writing. This is Scrawl Radio on Radio DePaul, reminding you to
put it in writing.